Well, what a pleasure it is to be here to preach on this, our patronal festival. And of course, the focus of our readings and our worship is Mary Magdalene, a figure rich in history, devotion, and inspiration. In popular tradition, Mary is sometimes thought as the patron saint of hairdressers. I know all about those. Why are we sniggering? An association that arises from the beautiful story of a woman who bathed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. This profound act of humility and love has captured the imagination of artists and the faithful alike, leading her to frequent depiction with a luxurious head of hair. I can only be jealous. However, the true significance of Mary Magdalene extends far beyond this association. The New Testament offers a complex portrait of this remarkable woman. Pope Gregory the Great, in the late 6th century, identified her as a penitent woman who bathed Jesus' feet with her tears. And it's this image, though, that has persisted through the centuries. But despite some misidentifications and misunderstandings, such as the erroneous association with prostitution, what remains clear is her deep devotion to Jesus and her pivotal role in the early church. And one of the most compelling aspects of St. Mary's story is her connection to the resurrection of Jesus. She is widely recognized as the first witness to the risen Lord, a role which underscores her importance in the gospel narrative. And the association brings us closer to the scriptural truth and highlights her as a significant figure of immense spiritual significance. This might be summed up in the last verse of our gospel reading. Mary exclaims, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This proclamation by Mary is a testament to her crucial role as that first evangelist to the risen Christ. Her announcement is not just a statement of sight, but a statement of belief and of transformation. Pope Benedict has also reflected on her significance, and he has written, "The story of St. Mary Magdalene reminds us all of a fundamental truth. A disciple of Christ is someone who, in the experience of sin, has encountered the love of God, a love that goes to the point of forgiving sins and a call to follow Jesus more closely." As we disciples here in Bolney seek to discern how best we might be engaged in building the kingdom of God here, and how best to witness to the risen Lord, how might we find direction in our mission? And what inspiration might we draw from our patron? Well, I believe she provides an excellent focal point and example. Her unwavering commitment to Jesus, her courage in the face of adversity, and her role as a messenger of the resurrection offer for us a model for our own faith and journey. And what is more, ladies, it might be obvious, but she was a woman. The role of women in the history of the church has been profound and transformative, though often underappreciated. Women, like St. Mary Magdalene, who was entrusted with the first message of the resurrection, highlight the vital place of women in God's plan. They have been and continue to be evangelists, leaders, and pillars of faith. Throughout history, women have borne witness to Christ in powerful ways, from the early martyrs and saints to influential theologians and mystics. And so, the role that you ladies here today are modern day saints. Saint Sue of Bolney. It's got a nice ring about it, hasn't it? But you ladies here, who often outnumber the men worshipping in this place, you have a pivotal role in leading this church in mission. In the here, in the now, in Bolney, in Cookfield, in Chichester and beyond, we are all called, men and women, to be witnesses of the resurrection in our own community. And like St. Mary Magdalene, we are asked to go out into the world, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ through our actions, our words, and our love. Our mission as a parish dedicated to St. Mary Magdalene must be to embody the hope and joy of the resurrection, bringing light to those in darkness and comfort to those in need. And St. John Chrysostom reminds us, the power of the resurrection is not confined to Mary Magdalene, but extends to all who believe in Jesus. Through her, we learn the transformative power of encountering the risen Lord. So as we celebrate this festival, as we celebrate this Eucharist, let us pray that, like our patron saint, we might be inspired to live out our faith with courage and conviction. Let us seek wisdom and discernment as we seek to navigate the challenges of our time. And I pray that we might remain faithful and hopeful, trusting that God will lead us and provide for our needs as we seek a new priest colleague and beyond. If I were a little bit more Catholic, we might be asking St. Mary Magdalene as our patron to be praying for us, praying that we come to our church with confidence and hope, praying fervently for solutions to our challenges, praying that our faith and zeal for mission might be renewed. Let our prayers be joined with those of our patron saint as we seek to deepen our commitment to our parish and to each other. Because as another powerful woman put it, St. Teresa of Avila, Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet, no earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on his world. Let that be our mission as we move forward. St. Mary Magdalene's example teaches us the power of dedication and the impact of faithfulness. So as we go forth from this celebration, let us carry with us the spirit of our patron saint, the first witness to the resurrection and a model of devotion and courage. Let her life inspire us to witness boldly to the risen Lord, to love deeply and to serve faithfully. May we, like her, be known by our love and commitment to Christ And might we be able to confidently proclaim, we have seen the Lord and are following his command. Amen.